Packaged heat pump, anatomy and service. A whole unit field guide to the single packaged heat pump, the all-in-one cabinet, how it differs from a split heat pump and a gas/electric package, the sequence in heat and cool with defrost, and the service approach. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A packaged heat pump puts the entire system, compressor, both coils, the blower, the reversing valve, defrost, and usually the electric backup heat, into one cabinet. Instead of an outdoor condenser tied to an indoor air handler by a line set, it's all in one box that sits outside, either on a ground pad with the ducts coming through the back common on manufactured/mobile homes or on a rooftop curb light commercial. Conditioned air leaves the cabinet through supply and return duct openings. Refrigerant lines never leave the box. It's the same heat pump refrigeration loop you already know. Reversing valve. Both coils swap roles by season, defrost in winter, just self-contained. Because the refrigerant circuit is sealed and charged at the factory, you don't braze or evacuate on a normal install. You set it, duct it, power it, and start it. How it's built. Inside the single cabinet you'll find, in their own sections, compressor, scroll on most modern units, single-phase residential/mobile home or three-phase commercial, outdoor coil and outdoor condenser fan. The section exposed to outdoor air on the weather end of the cabinet. Indoor coil and the blower on the duct end. The blower pushes conditioned air into the supply duct. Reversing valve, accumulator, bi-flow metering, and check valves. The same heat pump specific plumbing as a split heat pump, all inside the box. Defrost board and coil sensor to handle outdoor coil frost in heat mode. Electric heat kit, backup/auxiliary strips. Very common on packaged heat pumps since they often serve manufactured homes with no other heat source. Controls, contactor S, transformer, sequencers/relays for the strips and the low voltage terminal block. Single point power and a duct/curb interface. One power feed lands in the unit. The ducts connect through the cabinet supply/return openings downflow through a curb on rooftops or horizontal/back duct on ground units. How it differs from its cousins. VS a split heat pump, same refrigeration circuit, but no field line set, no field brazing/evacuation, and the blower is built in. Diagnosis is similar, access is different. Everything's in one cabinet outdoors. VS a gas/electric package gas pack. A gas pack burns gas for heat with a flue and combustion air. A packaged heat pump heats with a refrigeration cycle plus electric strips and has no combustion at all. No CO concerns, no venting, but it leans on electric backup in cold weather. VS a packaged AC. The packaged AC has no reversing valve or defrost and can't heat with the cycle. How it's wired and ducted. Power, a single 240 volts feed single-phase residential or three-phase commercial lands at the unit's disconnect/whip. Because the electric heat is inside the same box, the single-point MCA/mockup on the plate covers the whole unit including the strips. That feeder and breaker are sized for compressor plus heat. Control. A heat pump thermostat with R/C/Y/G/OB/AUX/E, exactly like a split heat pump. Ducts, supply and return tie to the cabinet openings. On a rooftop the curb seals the duct connection and supports the unit. On a ground/mobile home unit the ducts run through the back or bottom. In the field, sequence of operation. Functionally identical to a split heat pump, just self-contained. Cooling. Y energizes the compressor and outdoor fan. O sets the reversing valve to cool typical. The outdoor coil is the condenser and the indoor coil is the evaporator. The built-in blower moves house air across the indoor coil. Heating. The reversing valve flips de-energized. Typical. The indoor coil becomes the condenser releasing heat into the supply duct. The outdoor coil absorbs heat from outdoor air. Trips assist on an aux call. Defrost. The board reverses to cool. Kills the outdoor fan and energizes strips to temper the supply air while the outdoor coil de-ices, then returns to heat. Normal values and targets. Charge. Factory sealed. Verify against the plate with subcool/superheat for the mode and conditions, or weigh in if you've opened the circuit. Don't assume a sealed unit is correctly charged after a long life. Leaks happen. Temperature rise on electric backup. The strip rise band on the plate, commonly about 20 to 50 degrees depending on kW and CFM. Element current. About 21 amps per 5 kW at 240 volts. Staged. Defrost interval. Every about 30 to 90 min of frosting condition run. Terminating on coil temp. Three-phase commercial. All three legs present and balanced. Check rotation on three-phase scrolls. Wrong rotation equals no pumping. Loud. Common faults and what they mean. No heat from the cycle. Strips carrying everything. reversing valve stuck slash not shifting, low charge, or defrost stuck, same heat pump, faults as a split, plus check the strips aren't the only thing working, no cooling, compressor slash contactor slash cap, failure, or reversing valve stuck in heat, outdoor coil freezes over in winter, defrost not initiating, board, coil sensor, or low charge, water slash air leaks at the duct connection or curb, a bad curb gasket or duct seal on a rooftop unit dumps conditioned air and lets weather in, a packaged unit specific issue, condensate must drain off the unit, not pooled in the base, whole unit dead, single point power problem, disconnect, breaker, or the one feeder, since everything shares one feed, a tripped breaker kills the entire unit, trips won't energize, sequencer slash contactor open limit, blown fusible link or aux not being called, tech tips and gotchas, it's a heat pump in a box, diagnose it like a split heat pump, reversing valve, charge, defrost, and electric backup are the same systems, you're just working in one cabinet outdoors, check the duct slash curb seal on rooftop package units, air and water leakage at the curb is a classic package unit complaint that masquerades as low capacity, a split system never has this failure point, single feeder means single point of total failure. A dead unit with no lights at all is usually power. Check the disconnect and the one breaker. Before opening the refrigerant side, confirm the reversing valve energized state for this unit before diagnosing heat slash cool. Same gotcha as any heat pump. Verify charge even on a sealed old unit. Years of vibration outdoors cause leaks. A packaged heat pump short on charge mimics a bad valve. Safety slash code notes. Single point power. The unit's dataplate MCA slash MOCP governs the feeder and overcurrent protection. A disconnecting means within sight is required per NEC section 440. Lockout and discharge caps before service. Recover refrigerant per EPA section 608. Never vent. Even on a factory sealed unit you have to open. Rooftop work is fall hazard work. Follow fall protection and watch curb slash edges. The curb must properly support the unit and seal the duct opening. Condensate drains per code. Not onto the roof membrane. Electric heat conductors slash overcurrent per NEC and the plate. Blower strip interlock is a safety.